This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I got a little bit of money filling my pockets. Roll around like I run it. Got a system filled up with toxins. I've been broken hearted and I was fucked up. Getting how to deal with my problems. Getting drunk, but just getting obnoxious. Ain't nothing to me though, I love it. Go long days, longer nights. Talk too much, the wrong advice. All the lights and call my life. Doctor, doctor, will you help me? Get me healthy, keep it low, cause we're healthy. Ain't you can tell me now. Straps, selling out. Ooh, my new, but you jealous now. Smoke at the crib, watch your belly now. All the pain that they causing, like, but we balling out everything straight. You feeling the feeling, I'm chilling, just living, I'm
feeling. Coming up during Trending with King Laird is Roger Goodell attempting to make good on Deflategate by helping the Bucks advance.
Ooh.
Latest on that, coming up with Ken, who, if you missed the earlier portion of the show today, Ken will only be on the program for a short period of time going forward. He has worked himself up the corporate ladder. He is now officially the operations manager here at WEEI.
Now, will you allow Greg, Courtney, and Wiggy input into the replacement search?
Of course.
Ooh.
Arguable whether that was the case for the last co-host.
Here we go.
Well, Courtney's going to find out. Well, Courtney, now you're going to find out where your big board goes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. We'll have a producer big board.
Yep.
Spaz is right at the top of mine, but I don't know if he's allowed to come back or not.
He's at the top of mine, too.
Is he?
Same.
Yes.
Where's Stiz Grimy?
Stiz is up there.
Stiz is up there?
Yeah, Stiz is in my top five.
Stiz was great when we did Wiggy and the Woman.
Yes, Stiz is really good.
And then what happened the next day?
I love Stiz. He was so great when you guys were out. And then the next morning, I'm like, it's 5:30. I'm like, I wonder where he is.
Oh, he runs. He tends to run late. Unfortunately, he oversleeps.
Yeah, but like, I was drunk for a decade and I never missed work.
All right. What's the timetable on new producer? What are we at? What do we have? A month, 2 months, 3 months? What's
a month is reasonable to me, Greg. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's five months quicker than the last one.
That is good.
My big board's fluid, though.
I know, Wiggy, your big board is always fluid.
Yep.
Absolutely. I'm hoping to be like Ken and just keep one big board the entire time.
You can't do that, then that's fraudulent.
Well,
by the way, when Wiggy says fluid, you know what he means?
Hey, like my U.S. Senator Gary Chambers, we got to take the destigmatization away from the Kush.
I understand.
Would your boat name be Bong Water?
That'd be a good one, actually.
Quick thank you to today's Dress Greg sponsor. It is Ponder's Hollow Custom Wood Flooring. They are in Westfield, and they are a fourth-generation family-run sawmill, and they made a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation, and I am therefore wearing this shirt. And just a quick reminder, when it comes to Dress Greg, I will wear anything you want within reason on the Twitch feed. All you have to do is go to thegreghillfoundation.org/dressgreg, and as long as you're willing to donate $100 or more, I will wear whatever you want, and that is Dress Greg, and thanks to the amazing people at Ponder's Hollow Custom Wood Flooring in Westfield for doing that today. This is Phil on the Cape. What's up, Phil?
What's happening, everybody? How we doing?
Great. What's going on?
So Greg, welcome back from spring break. Ken, good riddance. And I think what's important here that everybody is overlooking, why are we not talking about Matt Patricia? He's listed as senior football advisor. He ran the defense basically from 2011 to 2017 before he had two awful years with an awful team. I really feel like we need to get back to the basics. Football is wrapping up and making tackles while you keep your heads up, and it's holding your blocks. If Matt Patricia was our cornerstone of success on the defense, why is he not even being discussed?
Yeah.
Why is this not a thing?
Well, Curtis is bothered by the Steve Belichick thing, and I think it's right to ask the question, the nepotism question there. I think it's right to ask that, but I don't like it. He's like in that special advisor role, right? Like, I mean, what does he do?
This is why they're in this position, Greg. We talked about it the other day. Bill Belichick has prioritized loyalty over ability and experience when developing and creating his staff. That cannot be argued. He has Matt Patricia there to be his Bobo, and he knows that he took the bullet. Matt Patricia fired Cam Newton. He's there because...
Well, plus, don't forget they enjoyed a beer after a win together.
He brings the Corona after a nice home win.
Yeah, I don't know.
Matt Patricia's, I mean, why are we even talking about him? He has no input. It comes down to...
He must have some input.
Well, I'm talking about the defense. It comes down to...
That's like a buddy job, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know what?
Like, special advisor to the head guy.
Yeah,
make sure
all the wording's right in the contract and, you know, make sure his agent gets it and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. But it comes down to Bill Belichick, Stephen Belichick, and Gerard Mayo. Are those the three guys running the defense? And if so, so I was kind of explaining to Courtney how it works, right? So in the building, there's the team meeting where we see Bill Belichick addressing the team. Then he'll say, okay, offense and defense split up and go to your meeting rooms and go over whatever the game plan is. Who is the guy in the defensive meeting room that is standing in front of everybody and running those defensive meetings?
I'm assuming that it's Steve Belichick.
Okay, so if it's Steve Belichick, then most of those guys that are in that building know, okay, Steve Belichick is probably the defensive coordinator because he's running the meetings when we're on the field and we're making the adjustments.
Well, that's because Gerard Mayo is getting interviewed for a head coaching job at the time, so he can't be in two places.
But we're talking during the season. So does Mayo then have input in meetings and that kind of stuff, or does Steve Belichick go, hey, say, Gerard, we're putting this new blitz in. This is yours.
Well,
Those guys
have input, I'm assuming, obviously when it comes to putting the game plan together, but he's working with his position group, Mayo.
Right.
So I guess if you're going to hold somebody accountable for what happened on Saturday night, when it comes to the D, it really has to be Steve Belichick. It's not going to be Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill's not going anywhere.
But he is the one who is accountable because he created the staff that had these issues. You know, you can't have two people in one job, especially when neither is the alpha. I don't know who is. I'm just speculating. Of course, I haven't been in any of the meetings. But Bill Belichick is the only head coach in the NFL that doesn't have a named defensive coordinator. So are the other 31 teams stupid? Or is he just trying to be a pain in the ass to be a pain in the ass?
Do you hold the players, and we're only talking about defense right now, do you hold the players accountable at all, Curtis?
Of course.
Okay. So do you buy into what Wiggy is saying with regard to that 7-game win streak, that it turns out that it was really just, you know, the teams they beat weren't that good? You buy into that?
I believe that there were a lot of factors at play. But I think when you get to where they were in the playoffs, flying out Saturday night game at the Bills, a division rival, the manner in which they showed up presents an institutional issue that needs to be addressed. I have never seen a Patriots team like that since the 2009 division wild card game when Welker got hurt and they got blown out by the Ravens at home and Ray Rice. That game felt like this. And that was also in a period of 4 years where they went without a playoff win, Brady coming off of his knee injury. That was a crossroads for the organization, and I think this is another crossroads for the organization.
This is Phil from my adopted home continent of Maine. What's up, Phil?
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. I'm gonna try and be quick.
Phil, did you survive the monsoon over the weekend?
Yes, we did. We got I think about every type of weather you could get in one day.
I mean, absolute disaster. The outdoor shower on the shack in Ocean Park completely destroyed by the wind. Completely destroyed.
Good to see that.
I'm gonna have to get a hold of the insurance people on that baby. Yep.
I have property in Maine.
Go ahead, Phil. What are you calling me?
So anyway, so you know the Patriots played so uninspired. It wasn't even funny. That team looked at themselves and said, "Well, we've already done something. We're playing on house money now. Nobody expected us to be this good. We made the playoffs, and they came out uninspired, and they got their asses kicked from one end of the field to the other." Wiggy, I got to tell you, you're saying we got a top five defense. Redo the stats when you play teams that are 500 or better, because they're not a top five defense. No way. And you know that.
I agree
but
with you,
anyway,
Phil.
And I got to tell you, this whole thing with nepotism, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I don't know what the hell we're trying to do. Are we trying to put together another cast from the Clampets, from Beverly Hillbillies, or what? I mean, this is ridiculous. We got a friggin' defensive coordinator, I guess he's not named. He looks like Harry from Dumb and Dumber. Is that where we got him? I mean, he's sitting there making play calls and saying, well, you know, he's yelling, and the Bills are making changes so they can run all over us and throw around us, and all he can do is stand on the sideline looking over going, you can't triple stamp a double stamp. I double stamped it. You can't do that. Oh. That's the only thing he did.
Love it.
The guy is a buffoon.
We need more Dumb and Dumber drops.
I took care of it.
You sold a dead bird to a blind kid?
This is John. What's up?
A lot.
John, what's up?
Good morning, good folks. Hey, it's all fun and games now, but wait till Kenny really takes over. He's going to be laying the hammer down, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Courtney, did that Playboy? He just ordered
hazmat suits for everybody to wear while they're working here in the building. But yes, Courtney, go ahead.
Did that Playboy model express any preferences age-wise? Is she like the older man type or what?
I don't think she did, but I did post her on my Twitter for all inquiring minds.
She wants seven figures in your bank account.
One of these days I'll have to get on one of them VAR social media outfits. Hey, not so much. My point is about momentum and sort of following up on Wiggy's. I think football, of all the sports, turns on momentum more than any other. Now, I know shoulda, coulda, and woulda is for losers. So I grant you that. But say that Brandon Bolden catches that ball that he dropped and the Patriots go on to either get a field goal or a touchdown, or that pass to Aguilar was completed. That gives the defense some pep in their step. They're going back on that field in a whole different frame of mind from when we got driven the ball down our throat, 7-0, and then we're looking pretty good for a minute, and then there's an interception. Oh, everybody's deflated. They go back out there. They get rolled over again, and that's the end of the game. But it's all about momentum, and that's where the three units of the team come in, because the defense may get their ass kicked on an opening possession, but then if the offense answers back, you know, it gives the defense some pep.
Yeah.
Say the special teams guys make a play. It gives either side of the ball some pep. So clearly the good teams are coached in a way that they know how to hang on to the ball and how to strip the ball and try to get it away. So the better teams are going to come out on top over time.
This is soothing.
Put himself on hold.
John's 100% right, though. It is about the momentum.
It is, yes. All right. Speaking of momentum, this guy is on a roll. He's able to backstab himself into the operations manager gig. Here is Ken and what is trending.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, Greg, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Every Sunday, football frenzy. Great dine-in deals like $5.99 full-size apps, 59-cent bone-in wings. The 99, always the real deal. All right, busy day. Gerard Mayo interviewing with Denver in the greater Boston area per Adam Schefter. And then Dave Ziegler going to interview with the Raiders on Friday. But a lot of movement in the coaching circles. Mm. A lot of movement. And do you think Mayo gets – push comes to shove. Will he get a job? Is he gone?
Yeah, I think he does.
You think he gets a head coaching position?
Yeah, because there's too many
– Seems kind of early. But I agree. Curtis, was that you who was saying that earlier?
No, I am rooting like hell for Mayo to get a head coaching job because it makes Bill look even dumber.
Because there's too many people, like former Patriots, like whether they're front office people out there that are going to have the power to hire a head coach, like whether it's Nick Casario, you talked about Dave Zinger. There's too many people that have that type of power.
No, I said a Zinger. It's Dave Ziegler.
Ziegler, whatever. Yeah,
I think Zinger, isn't that a car dealer? I mean, maybe he's hiring. I don't know.
Seattle fired their defensive coordinator, Ken Norton Jr., after 4 years in that post. And, Greg, you alluded to this now. There is a movement afoot, hopefully not official, but an underbelly, to get Aaron Donald suspended for a little kerfuffle in the Arizona game Monday with DJ Humphries, the lineman for the Cardinals. There was a little pushing. Mm. I don't think it's egregious.
Would you call that a punch?
Yeah. They're kind of going back and forth. You still photo it, it looks like he's choking the guy. Grant it doesn't look good.
And it's the second time this year it's happened.
Yeah, it shouldn't be an issue.
But if they suspend Donald before this game, I mean, the fix is in.
Yeah.
Can we agree on that?
That's definitely in then.
It's kind of a punch.
Curtis, you mentioned Wickersham earlier. Do you believe that this is Tom Brady's last season?
I said it first.
Yeah.
Everybody's jumped on my bandwagon. I said it all along. The season's been too much of a grind. He's exhausted. I think that this is... He's told his team because they need an extra kick because they don't have as much talent as last year. This is my last run, and we'll see how far they go.
As long as he doesn't go all Brett Favre, I'm happy. Either when the season's over, you know, a couple weeks, a month later, just be like, all right, I'm coming back or I'm retiring.
Tommy Kern on Gresham Keith 12:30 and Rodney Harrison on the MFers today, as well as Scal and Big Poppy David Ortiz. Now, the Bruins lose last night, 5-1 in the first and then 7-1 the final. So, Tuca, there were some Tuca haters back out there, Greg. Looked good after his first start, and then now back the other way. What did Tuca think after giving up 5 in the first?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think I can just only speak for myself. You know, you got to help him out a little bit. You're not going to have, you know, everybody's not going to have their legs at all times as a goalie. You got to be there, step up and make a couple of saves. And, you know, like you saw in the first, I just, you know, I should have made 2 or 3 saves there to keep it tight. But, you know, it's one of those nights.
5 saves. Mm-hmm. 8, 10.
Yeah. I think Cassidy's in a no-win situation here. No win, because if Tuca plays well, then it's going to be like, why the hell did you pay Linus all that money?
Well, you could trade Linus.
But
you can't actually trade.
You can't.
I thought you could trade.
No trade clause. We learned that.
The only one you could trade is...
First 2 years of his deal, no trade clause.
Right, but he just has to be asked.
I guess he could approve it. Right. I guess.
Yeah.
But you could Swayman as the guy that you'd want to trade. And if Tuca doesn't play well, then it's like, why'd you bring this guy back?
Well, if he plays well, you just say, I didn't think he'd be well this quickly. You didn't think he'd rehab and be ready. That's what Cassidy says.
Yeah, I think it's a lose-lose for him in this situation.
Bees and the Caps Thursday, and the NHL deciding they will not test asymptomatic players after the All-Star break. And the Celtics against the Charlotte Hornets tonight. Big matchup here. This could be like the play-in matchup, Wiggy. 7-10 seed in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Come on now, get fired up.
I can't, man. This team is just, I try, I watch. I'm waiting for the big ball trade to drop.
Yeah. That's what's trending now. Curtis has your weather from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center, but before that...
Yeah, before that, we alluded to it earlier, but I just want to mention great article written by Bill Burt in the Lawrence Eagle Tribune on Wiggy today.
Good stuff, man.
So give that a Google search and read it. It's good. It's about how the Snow Bowl changed Wiggy's life.
It did.
And made him what he is today.
20 years ago.
Yeah. 20 years ago.
Today.
Made him 20 years ago today made him what he is. Today, what that is, I'm not sure.
Wiggy,
what is
when he booked the interview with you, do you think you were talking to Bill Burr?
No, I wouldn't mind talking to Bill Burr though. That's the comedian, right?
Right, he's a better get than Bill Burr.
The poor guy went through 5 of those super sports reporter notebooks while talking to Wiggy.
Listen, I have
it's carpal tunnel.
I have I have those giant photo albums full of press clippings that my mother would just keep. So like an article like this, she would have took that out of the paper. That would be in the photo album. You know, now they're all like pretty much old, so you got to be careful with them.
In all sincerity, it is awesome. Growing up in East Boston, playing for the Patriots, catching
growing
the pass.
Growing up in Brooklyn.
And winning a Super Bowl. Awesome story, Wiggs. 28 degrees right now, 45 and cloudy this afternoon.
That from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I call you on the telephone, my voice too rough with cigarettes. I sometimes feel I should just go home, but I'm dealing with a memory that never forgets. I love to hear you say my name, especially when you say yes.
Remember whether it was a text or in the Twitch chat. By the way, Twitch feed every day on this show brought to you by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man Straight Bourbon Whiskey. I think it was in the Twitch chat. There was a suggestion that the Tuca postgame audio that you played, Ken, during trending is the nonchalant manner in which he addresses what happened last night is the reason that fans have an issue with him?
He's a hockey player. I feel like most hockey players are nonchalant when they're talking to media.
Yeah, that I mean, I don't know. Would you prefer a goaltender who's all wound tight and all worked up? I mean, I guess I need to hear it again to feel. They're relating it to the bubble in Toronto and the way he was talking about the play-in tournament up there. 2 years ago now.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think I can just only speak for myself. You know, you got to help him out a little bit. You're not going to have, you know, everybody's not going to have their legs at all times as a goalie. You got to be there, step up and make a couple of saves. And, you know, like you saw in the first, I just, you know, I should have made two or three saves there to keep it tight, but you know, it's one of those nights.
Yeah. I don't have an issue
That's
with
one
that.
One of those nights.
Yeah. But that is classic Tuca.
Yeah. Eagles, it's different when it's the playoffs.
Eagles rejoin before the show ends.
Ooh.
One of those nights.
Aren't you jealous of that? Like that you have the ability to just separate and relax. Like I am the total opposite.
But I think you're wound tight.
Oh
but
God.
But that's what you want in a goaltender.
Yeah.
That's what has made him a great goaltender.
Well, it works.
When he plays, yeah.
It works because it's the regular season and he's just came back. If this is the playoffs and he does that, then I think people have an issue with it because it's just not a regular game and the meaning is greater. You know, for that game, it'd be like, you know, for the Pats, like if they were like, oh, you know what? It was just one of those games in Buffalo.
I'm just trying to have fun and you know, play the game. I'm not stressing too much about the results and whatnot.
Yeah, that's during the playoffs.
Do you think
yeah.
he'd be more stressed if he had two different goalie coaches?
What's goalie Bob doing anyways?
No, but again, that's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
So to act like that, I don't know what fans expect. What do they want him to do? Go out there and
Tuca haters are always going to be Tuca haters, no
yeah,
matter
but
what.
But you can't do that because you here's why I got to hit my fraudulent button. You just said that's what he is. That's
yeah,
who,
that is what he is.
Okay, so you don't feel the same way for Jason Tatum when Jason Tatum is who he is.
Jason completely Tatum just didn't even speak.
Completely
See,
there
different.
There
we go.
Jason Tatum didn't
that's,
even.
That's you doing a 180 now.
Is something on sale at Kmart? Like, what is that noise that you're making? What?
That's you doing a 180.
I did a 180.
Yeah, because now it's, oh, well, wait a second. Now Jason Tatum.
I'm going to flip-flop.
Exactly. I happen to know with regard to Tuca, that a guy who is willing to come back to this team for $1 million, prorated at $500,000, wants to be there. I don't feel the same way about Jason Tatum.
We're not talking about that.
We're talking about how you can listen to somebody when they speak and make a determination about them, which is what some Bruins fans are doing anyway. So I'm suggesting that I listen to that, and that Tuca, to me, sounds like an even-keeled guy.
You just said that's who he is.
I like to use boating terms. You know, I like to boat. He sounds even keeled to me.
Right, but no. You go, that's who he is, but that's his personality. And then when I said, well, maybe Jason Tatum's personality is he's not like that talkative of a person, and then you go,
The difference is Tuca speaks after a terrible loss. Right. Jason Tatum
disappears.
But that's who he is.
Greg, when you're boating, do you use all boating jargon? Do you, like, you're the captain? Do you say ahoy?
I have the. If you're asking if I have the hat, yes, I do. Totally. I wear the captain's hat.
I guarantee you.
Doesn't fit on the head, but.
I guarantee you, if Greg was at Davio's a couple nights with Tatum and had Tatum's cell phone number in there, and we were talking about Tatum negatively, he'd be like, that's who Jason Tatum is.
Wiggy,
you know,
is correct.
Don't worry about it. That he's is fine. Has to go up every night and show up.
This is Mike in the car. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, you know what I hear? I hear Tuca blaming his defenseman. He's saying that he knows that not everybody's going to have their legs, so he has to step up. So he's saying the reason why those goals were scored was because of his defenseman.
No, he said, I can only speak for myself. Mm-hmm. Maybe those guys don't have their legs or whatever, but I need to make those saves. That's exactly what he told you.
He said two or three. He said two or three of them. Yeah. He let up five.
Right. Okay, but he did.
So he's putting the other two or three on his defenseman.
They were on him. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, they were on the defenseman.
I mean, they were. I mean, what? One or two of them.
But isn't he calling out his defenseman publicly?
No, I think he was asked about the D, wasn't he, Ken?
You want to play the whole question?
Yeah.
Hey, Tukes.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, I got the feeling pretty early tonight. This just wasn't going to be the night. Just taking in all the signs of the team and the way they're competing out there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think I can just only speak for myself, you know. You got to help them out a little bit. You're not going to have, you know, everybody's not going to have their legs at all times as a goalie. You got to be there.
Yeah.
He's what a question.
Yeah, he does blame the D.
Yeah.
Well, it is on the defense.
Yeah, but it is, yeah.
You can't let the guy camp out in front of the net and then just put the puck in.
Yeah. This is Eddie from New Hampshire. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, good morning, guys. This is, I think Tuca just forgot his glasses. I think that's all the problem.
That doesn't wear glasses.
All right, Eddie. This
is just a Wiggy. Take us through the Super Bowl year with Tom Brady and basically his first year playing. What was it like to be in the huddle? Did he command performance? Did you feel like you were in a special place? And then compare that to where you thought if you were in the huddle with Mac this year, what you would.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to have meet and greets with Wiggy, part of my new regime, with salespeople. We're going to ask that very question every time.
He's asking the Mac Jones question. Mm-hmm. By the way, Mac Jones, first we've heard from him was on Instagram last night.
And he was really cute about it, posted a bunch of photos from the season. And let me just pull up the little caption. He said, "What an unbelievable ride this first year has been. There's no other group of guys I'd rather work with, grow with, and compete with. Cannot wait to play in front of the greatest fans in the world again. Hashtag go Pats. Hashtag just getting started.
Hashtag perfect game."
Hello?
Okay.
Hashtag Seattle will look good in the springtime.
That guy wants you to compare Mac rookie year to Tom.
I'm not in the huddle with Mac. I know that Tom was cool in the huddle. He had good confidence. He had good poise.
So does Mac Jones appear to you to not have confidence or poise?
I would say this. I'm not in the huddle with Mac, but I know Brady wasn't as wound up as tight as Mac as a you don't want to call him a rookie his first year playing, but I wasn't in the huddle with Mac, so maybe Mac's a little bit more relaxed in the huddle than what we see on television. So
Twitch chat wants to know if you wanted Drew Bledsoe back.
Drew? I take Drew.
No, during that season.
No.
Did you want, huh?
I think most guys were expecting Drew to come back.
No, not expecting. Did they want it?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of guys wanted Drew back.
Because did you, Wiggy, did you want Drew back during that season?
Well, for me, it didn't matter as long as you threw me the football.
What did you think while the Tuck rule discussion was going on?
I thought it was a fumble. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
So, see, the problem with the whole Drew thing, I think most guys were like, hey, Drew's coming back, and we were all expecting him to come back. I bet you even Tom would tell you that.
Yeah, well, you said players don't want to see a guy lose their job to injury.
Right.
But you were very critical vocally of Drew Bledsoe early that year, saying you needed the ball more.
Right, but I don't think anybody looked at Drew and goes, Tom.
He said that to everywhere he played.
On September 12th, 2001.
I said that morning he was ripping a guy for demanding the ball, and then we found him doing the exact same thing.
I said that to Bill, so that had nothing to do. I told everybody. But Drew, no one looked at it and goes, Tom is better than Drew. I think everybody looked at it, Tom's doing a great job, but we all expect Drew to come back. No one looked at it and goes, oh, I want Tom over Drew. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. There was no, that was the one thing.
Your mind changed. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it didn't change, but where do you stand this morning on Mac Jones? Because I missed the last couple days.
I stand here on this. I don't blame the game on him.
You want Mac Jones as your quarterback going forward?
No.
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
You don't.
No, I
anybody's anybody else's mind change in here after Saturday night?
No.
No, Curtis?
No, I mean, I thought he is the last person that I'm worried about from that game Saturday night. Okay.
But you want like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but I would trade him for like a Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. So if you're asking me what I want those guys, yes, I'd prefer, or an Aaron Rodgers, I would prefer you see if you could trade to get one of those guys. But if Mac is going to be the guy next year, then my next thing would be, okay, you need to go out and get two legit playmakers
at
wide receiver.
So you don't see, when it comes to trading him for Deshaun Watson, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, whatever.
Rodgers!
Deshaun Watson, you don't see Mac Jones for the next 10 years? Being something that you want to hang on to franchise wise?
No, because I look at Mac Jones for
it's
the next
unbelievable.
No, I look at Mac Jones for the next 10 years as being closer to a Jimmy Garoppolo, and we have this Jared Goff situation where you're gonna need the perfect situation around him. And we know how difficult
by
that
perfect
it,
you mean that he needs somebody that he can throw the ball
he's gonna
to
need
who can
two
catch
people.
It. Yes.
He's going to need two people. He's going to need two.
Who doesn't?
That's my point. And is Bill going to do that? Probably not. So Bill's probably not going to trade him. You're going to need a legit, not like a wannabe top five defense that we all thought, like, I was sold on this defense being a really good defense. You're going to be, and Curtis brought this point up yesterday, which is, you know, kind of spot on. The LA Rams have one of the best defenses and had one of the best defenses for a couple of years, and they traded their quarterback to go get a guy because you can't just have your quarterback be a passenger or be a guy that can only be a relief pitcher at times. You need, and we talked about this yesterday, Greg, look at the AFC quarterbacks, Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen. Who else did we have?
Tannehill.
Deshaun Watson, who's likely to be in the conference.
Herbert. There was a list of guys, and the question was, can Mac beat those guys?
Yeah, I think Josh Allen is a good comp because purely by year, people were saying the same thing about Josh Allen after year one that you're saying about Mac Jones.
Not
great
really,
point,
though.
Greg. Yes, they nailed it, Greg.
The biggest difference is that Josh Allen was a project. He was a quarterback out of Wyoming. They didn't run a pro set. He had to acclimate and assimilate to the NFL offense. Whereas Mac Jones, we all heard the biggest selling point. He's ready-made. He's
played
a
one year
he's
at
NFL.
Alabama.
He's
he
NFL
played
ready,
one...
right, Curtis?
NFL ready. That's
coming
what we were
from
all told.
The NFL of college football, Alabama, pro-style offense.
But skill set-wise, what did you say that Mac Jones is lacking?
Mac Jones is lacking the ability to improvise.
And I said yesterday that I think the ability to improvise comes with time. I think having a season under your belt makes you more comfortable next season, which makes you be able to improvise.
Right. Well, yeah, okay. Wiggy's expectation is that he needs to when a team, as Wiggy's told us, when a team is built on the run, mm-hmm. and they suddenly can't run in the playoffs,
right.
he needs to improvise immediately and somehow throw for 400 yards against the Buffalo Bills.
But the issue, Greg, is what we talked about yesterday. The issue with that is you no longer can win that way.
Right.
Patriots are obsolete from that first dynasty. You can't build a team on defense and running the ball.
That's not what Ty Lawson said yesterday.
I cannot wait to replace this total loser.
What are you talking about, Wiggy?
Anyway, I don't know what I was just saying.
No, you were right, because you can't build a team like that, and Ty is wrong. You know when you're going to find out? You're going to find out. I believe it's Saturday at 4:30, Curtis. You're the TV schedule guy.
Yes.
When Cincinnati.
That's exactly what he is, the TV schedule guy and the weather guy.
They call me TV guy. Right?
when Cincinnati plays Tennessee.
Murder, She Wrote's on an 8.
And you can't just run Derrick Henry. We saw that last year with the Tennessee Titans.
Nah, I think they can run Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. Not when Joe Burrow's going down the up and down the field.
Okay. Well, we'll find out at 4:37. Let me ask what time is that? What time is that? 4:38?
That is on 4:30, and you can go to 8:12.
Can you ask when we come back?
Okay, I can
Do
ask
you have
this
a question?
Question. Yeah, I got to write
what
it down.
What is the question about?
This question is about this team. Can you win the Super Bowl this way?
Ooh. This way?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. We'll find out. What Wiggy is going to ask coming up next. All-time great catalogs, Ken. I think that Eagles Greatest Hits album is still the best-selling album of all time. Mm. Still.
More than the Ramones?
Yes. Yes. Right there, Ramones were third.
Oh.
Boyz II Men second, I believe.
Ooh, I love Boyz II Men.
tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury on this show at 8:30.
Big Boyz II Men guy.
Monday, Boomer on this show. Curtis, when it comes to football and to Tom Brady, you are once again reading the tea leaves and believe you have found further evidence that this is it.
At some point in my life, at some point in my life, I'll start being wrong. I don't know when. But
Tom Brady.
Gotham Chopra, another guy, not nepotism that got him where he is. Holy cannoli.
Now I have to have a cannoli for lunch or several. Go ahead. What?
Did you travel with those in your carry-on?
I mean, you don't need to shred anymore because your beach vacation's over. So now
that is true, but I'm looking...
Bulking season.
Unfortunately, I may have seen some photos of me at the adult pool. I feel like I may need to get on the Peloton for an
that
extra half
flattering.
An hour. Huh?
That weren't flattering.
They weren't that flattering.
I'm telling you, there was a photo of you and Brees that was a great photo of
really?
You.
Really? Did
yes.
I have my shirt off?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was it was at night.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
leave
go ahead.
Take the cannoli.
Ken only dates women. I mean, Greg only dates women that have night vision goggles. So Gotham Chopra's directing Man in the Arena, and everybody this week has been wondering, concerned, where the final chapter. It's been every Tuesday for 9 straight weeks has been a new Man in the Arena. The one on Tuesday did not release. So late last night, he went to Twitter and said, there will be a 10th episode of Man in the Arena, but it's still in production and likely out in the spring. As Tom Brady said in episode 9, perspective comes with time and space, and he wanted to really reflect on what goes down in Tampa Bay. Be patient. It'll be worth it. So the way I see it is that he's going to finish production when the season ends, and then he will be no longer the man in the arena. He will be releasing that as he steps out of the arena and retires.
Season outcome matter when it comes to him making his decision in your mind?
The decision has already been made.
The end, be patient. It'll be worth it. To me, I think Curtis is right.
Brady ain't going nowhere. What's Brady going to do if he ain't playing football? And we talked about
he's got a clothing line to run.
Clothing line, listen, TB12, no, the Bitcoin stuff.
Bill Burt going to do a story on him.
We talked to Belichick about this. That will not replace what football is in your life when you know you can still play.
So he'll play when he's 100 years old.
No, at the level you could play at. He said,
but he changed the rules this year on that, his own statement. He said that it's no longer when he sucks. It's when he doesn't feel like he can win championships is when he'll retire. Why would you alter the definition of something if you weren't intending to use it?
If they beat the Rams and now he's back in the NFC championship game, you don't think that they feel like this team could win a championship?
No, I'm saying that he changed the rules himself. Right. Because he's retiring this year. That's how I feel.
Well, the rules might have changed in the sense of about winning championships, but I still think he believes that he's on a championship caliber football team. So until that team is no longer championship caliber, then, all right, maybe those rules will apply to him walking away.
This is Ryan from Maine. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning. Welcome back from vacay, Greg.
Thanks, man.
And happy belated birthday there, Wiggy.
Appreciate it, man.
And this is, since we're in the time of change with Ken and his promotion or whatever you'd call it, I figured maybe we could recommend another change where we get we drop Bill from the morning show and bring in Mac and see if Wiggy would demean and downplay Mac in front of him.
Yeah, that'd be a smart move. We'll do that next. I just said this about him, and then my question was this: how many Super Bowls have teams that led the NFL in rushing won in the past 5 years?
I'm guessing zero.
You'd be okay. Correct on that one.
All right.
So it's not about running the football. How many teams have won Super Bowls in the last 5 years that had the number one defense?
Five.
No, that'd also be zero. So it's about the quarterback. So what Bill Belichick did, and the guy that who took what I said and ran with it nationally was Colin Cowherd. What Bill Belichick did for Mac Jones is he created this quarterback that is very appealing to maybe some franchises out there and would love to have him and would love to have.
Does it have to be a package deal with he and McDaniels?
I don't think it has to be a package deal with him and McDaniels, but it could be very similar to
Is that an intriguing thing, though?
Well, that would mean that the team
that's looking for a head coach.
But you want to, unless it's the Texans, right, because they have Deshaun Watson, want this trade to be like the Rams.
Right. And Caserio, I'm guessing, right, would love to have Josh McDaniels. Right.
Right. So that would be, I would do that because it has to be like the Rams and Detroit did. All right. The Rams was sent. Detroit was like, all right, we want all these first-round draft picks, and the Rams go, okay, we'll give you them, and we'll throw you a quarterback in there that you can have to maybe see if you want to build off of.
You think that Bill Belichick would say, yeah, Deshaun Watson, great player, all the headlines and the headache surrounding him right now, we'll still take a chance?
I mean, I don't think so. This is fantasy land that I'm living in. But if you – because we talked about this, Greg, yesterday. How many years would you say Bill Belichick has left?
Seven.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what did you say?
I was going to say 3 to 5, but 7 is, wow. Okay. So let's say in 7 years.
Did you do any snorkeling, Greg, in the Bahamas?
You mean in the water?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Scuba diving, where you came from the bottom of the water and you came up too fast.
Go ahead, Greg.
Are you an ocean or pool guy?
Oh, pool guy.
So, all right. So
I did go in the ocean, but it was a little chilly.
So is that a baby room?
So the question I was going to ask you, Greg, all right, if it's 7 years, do you believe Mac could be the quarterback on this team that helps the Patriots win a Super Bowl?
Yes, I do.
7 years.
All yes, right. I do. Yes, I do.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess we got to go. The operations manager says that it's time to end the show.
I like this. Newfound respect. First time in 2 years.
I'm often asked why people always say, Greg, why do you end the show early now? It's because I got people like Ken all over me to end the show early. Got to get out of here at a specific time, right?
Mm-hmm. Only 2 more days to suffer with me, Greg, where you have to stare it in my ugly face. 3 or 4 hours a morning.
What do you mean 2 more days?
Yeah. You won't be here Monday?
Well, Monday I'll be like an accessory role. I'm assuming we're going to start the auditions on Monday.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking about?
Oh, wow. Oh.
I got stuff to do, Greg. I got a full calendar.
Wow.
So that's it. Two more days.
This is not. No.
What do you mean? What do you want to drag this out for months?
Slow down.
I'm not looking forward to today's
Hill versus Thomas.
Slow down.
Ooh.
Who's going to win this one?
What, wow, look at how quick he threw his boss under the bus. Holy cow.
I know. Wow. This is going to take several weeks to transition you.
Wow, the slowdown gave me chills.
I got news for everybody.
Clearly not.
Slow down.
Uh-oh, Greg's back.
Can we Twitch the meeting after the show?
Ken's like, who was that dude when Reagan was president who said he was in charge?
Oh, the Speaker of the House.
And No. He was like the Secretary of Defense or something, and he basically said he was in charge when Reagan got shot, and he wasn't. Mm. Who was
Jeff
that?
Rickard.
It's a perfect opportunity for Greg to go in the confessional.
Yes.
Well, my first 60 days are very important. I have a lot of things on the agenda.
Okay.
Get done. Uh-huh.
It's a lot of work. You can't do both.
Right.
Wow. So Monday. Producer search starts.
We will ease
Alexander Haig.
We're going to find... Ken, let me tell you this. You're difficult to replace. That's why it's going to take a while. You have brought a lot to this program.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find the right voice.
Okay.
It may take months to find the right person, just like when it came to the right co-host for this program. It took months. All right. Gresham Keefe is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.